on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
Bill, I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Compliance, advancement.
Yeah, right advanced. By Carson. You're running Currency during the softball game.
I got distracted. It's on
What's
me.
Going on?
I had a lot of stuff going on. Storms.
Right now, it's really nice out, though.
We saw there's been damage around, so that's going to be... We'll probably have to have house menders come in permanently, probably to be mending these things together. I didn't see a lot of trees down.
No.
I didn't see any branches down.
Not my neighborhood.
I haven't seen it either.
If any of that stuff happens, you feel confident if you're working at Sandhills, because then you just have someone come out and trim your trees up because you're busy out there at the mothership selling large equipment daily.
Maybe.
Which Carson's doing.
That's what Carson's doing.
He crushes it.
He does.
Carson.
Told me that, so he was down in Florida when the Super Bowl was going on. So we're talking about mid-February. He was for Currency. He was out there for an auction. He told me he was watching the Super Bowl in like a crappy Irish bar in some random town in Florida. He's like, I love Currency. I love him. This is a rough place to watch the Super Bowl, though.
Wow,
an Irish bar in a small town in Florida.
In Florida?
Where he watched
an Irish bar.
What was he doing? It was just basically down there.
There's an auction down there. Down there for an auction.
That's what fascinating.
He does. He does things hands-on. That's what
that
Carson does.
That is fascinating.
Carson.
I think if you see people, I think you'd want to apply for a job here. We're always smiling. We're happy. We're grinning all the time. Same way with Carson. Why would you not want to go to Sandhills? When do you see Carson upset?
Never.
Tell me the last time you were like, man, Carson was a bear today. That was a lot. No, never is.
I wonder where in Florida that was.
It was somewhere near Orlando, but a small town.
Okay.
You imagine it's like, hey, listen, Carson, would you run all of Nebraska's athletics from 1890? Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, we're not going to do that anymore. Now would you run Currency?
Sure.
Sure. Nope.
Was he running all of Nebraska's athletics?
Basically.
That would be news to Troy Dan.
CEO.
Well, everybody, there wasn't many coaches that weren't asking about something to do about 1890. Was there?
No.
You think there's? No. Yeah. Think there's anybody?
I'm not necessarily
pushing that. Was like the top
back.
Thing. It wasn't like, well, we know we gotta get. What do you think about getting new uniforms? About changing up the uniforms? Nope. How about this? How about getting some money so I can get some players? Carson.
Right.
GoCurrency.com. /careers. Saw the story this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Fran McCaffrey is, of course, no longer the head coach at Iowa. He's now at Penn, who did make the dance. They got smoked in the first round of the dance, but they made the tournament in year one. I saw this first in the New York Post, and it would link to The Athletic's Scott Dochterman.
New York Post.
Yeah. Dochterman reported that before Fran McCaffrey was fired at Iowa, he and his wife, Margaret, apparently zeroed in on Iowa broadcaster Gary Dolphin, including Margaret apparently screaming at Dolphin when asking a player in an interview about a losing streak, which caused Iowa officials and Learfield officials to come over and basically detain her and say, you got to calm down here.
That's beautiful.
She said, and she screamed back, I don't need you to babysit me, was the words that Dochterman put in the column about
fiery. This is an incredible article.
Fiery.
Yeah.
But it wasn't done then. That wasn't it. That was one thing. WHO TV sportscaster Keith Murphy was on the Murph and Andy show.
Okay.
And said that
Murph.
Margaret, again, Fran's wife, was also heckling him, Keith Murphy, during a coaches versus cancer event that he was emceeing, that they were both heavily opposed to him and what he was saying about Iowa basketball.
Murph.
And she was at a coaches versus cancer banquet. She was heckling him from the stands, from outside, from the seats. We knew things were very odd with Fran McCaffrey's, the Fran con. He's level 5
Fran. Did
that
stare down with the ref?
Yes.
Odd.
And a game that they won somehow, they came back. This should surprise us, but I'm not sure it really does. With the way that whole situation went down at Iowa.
Margaret's fiery.
I don't need a babysitter. yeah. as she's screaming at Gary Dolphin.
I couldn't imagine that. This is
come on. As you shouldn't.
Come on. It's not great.
It's like one of those things. It's like, okay, things aren't going great. Whatever. There's been things said. Do you think there's ever a chance you really, really win going back after the media?
No, you don't win. But
and then especially it's
you don't win.
It's just a bad sign. And guess what? When they left there, just do the math. Just do the numbers. Iowa paid him millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, yes.
Their lifestyle
he's very well paid.
Was really good.
Well compensated.
And it's really clear why he's not there. They didn't win enough. So that's it. It doesn't matter what why would
but,
you
well, how about I kind of like the wife going down fighting.
There's part of it.
Is that her really her role in this situation?
He's emceeing a coaches for cancer, and he's from the
coaches versus cancer event.
Right. They get their
it's
meal.
Not great.
They get their meal, and all of a sudden, someone just starts heckling the MC.
Murph.
Yeah, Murph got heckled from the
Murph
coaches.
Weighed in on the story.
Yes.
Keith Murphy.
Dockerman, interesting story, by the way, because it's old news.
Yeah, but people still care about stuff like this.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
It's almost like they let it just go for a little bit, kind of like, are you ever going to bring that up? You ever going to bring that up? But you got, yeah, you ever going to mention this? Because I'm telling
why
you.
Why now, by the way?
I'm telling you right now.
Why now?
I've done a few MC and things. If I got heckled as an MC.
It'd be a problem.
Yeah, I'd be like, what are we doing
might throw
here?
You off, right?
Yeah, it would throw me. I'd be,
what
no.
Are we doing here? Yeah. Now, I am not supportive of that kind of behavior necessarily, but people are people, and it's a fiery profession. And she's going down with her husband fighting. Yeah. I sort of admire it.
There's something there. I agree with that.
Now, I met Kevin in Waukee at the Northwestern basketball game in January.
All right, hold on.
This is all news to us, too.
A gentleman, a longtime listener, Kevin.
Okay. In Waukee, Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I met Ellis in Illinois. That was not Kevin. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, Kevin says, I'm a basketball official in Iowa. And I can confirm that Fran's wife is out of control. She would do this at their youngest son's games when sitting beside Fran at high school games.
She fights for her family.
Yeah, she does.
I like it.
And
this I kind of like
and
it.
This will be Caitlin Clark's in-laws.
Oh, you're right.
Sadly, her in-laws.
Is that right? Yeah. Is she marrying?
Are they engaged or just dating
I thought
still?
They were engaged.
Connor McCaffrey. She's
marrying Connor McCaffrey.
I think they're engaged. So that'll be. So they're at Christmas, and that will be the in-laws.
Oh, God.
It's okay.
Do we have to go over there? Yeah. Do we have
you don't
to go
know
to...
she's bad. You don't know she's bad.
I would love to be the MC. Excuse me, security. We're going to have Mrs. McCaffrey sequestered before I can move on with the fundraiser.
You don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of sticking up for it.
Here's
like
part
it.
Of here's Keith Murphy again. This was
this
on
is
the
Murph
Andy yeah. and Murphy Murph and Andy mm-hmm. show.
Murph.
This was part of his explanation of the whole situation.
Let's
this
hear
is
it.
From this weekend.
The coach's wife is heckling you during a cancer benefit.
Yes.
And it's awkward, right? I think Fran still got up there and talked. He probably even shook your hand, or maybe no, he didn't shake your hand, did he? He wouldn't shake your hand.
They avoided me.
Jesus.
And the whole point of that commentary wasn't that he shouldn't get a contract or anything. It was just that if you think enough of your coach to give him more years and more money, think enough of your fans to share this good news with them. And they were trying to keep it quiet because I was off to a bad start. It wasn't personal. It wasn't mean-spirited. But they did not take it well. And then Margaret took the stage and said that, thank you for welcoming me, unlike our MC here who wants my husband fired, which right. I didn't say anything like that. I didn't say he needed to be fired or anything. So it was.
No, that was her assertion. And she kind of moved a strike there with that. And then afterwards, I think Coaches versus Cancer didn't. They were between a rock and a hard place. There was nothing they could do. Fran McCaffrey said, if you want me to participate in this, you find another MC.
Correct. Yes. And
he was going to remove himself from the cancer benefit because the MC
so
had stung his thin skin.
Correct.
That's from the Murph and Andy show.
A little rough look for the McCaffreys there.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to find a different MC.
Well, it got better because she came on stage. I thought it was like, she came on stage and said, And then he said, I will not go, I will not do this unless you get rid of the MC.
At
some point in time, don't you look at each other and go, okay, we don't agree with whatever, but how about if we support the cancer fundraiser? Let's just worry about what's at hand here. There's one thing at hand, the fundraiser.
That'd be the adult be the way to handle do it. Yes. That'd be the adult way. Then there's the...
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Theatrical way, which you never know with people what's going to happen. And that's the beauty.
Yeah.
It happened.
It happened. It's beautiful.
It is and it isn't. Yeah. I agree with you. That's not the place for it. Come on, Margaret.
By the way, I did meet Kevin in Milwaukee. He confirms. He did see me at the Northwestern game. I'm not crazy. I saw him.
At the Northwestern game.
In Evanston in January. Right. But that's the McCaffreys being the McCaffreys.
She was yelling at people at eighth grade basketball games, at referees.
They got another fiery coach, by the way. That guy, that new guy.
Ben McCollum?
Yeah.
I don't think he's quite the same type of fiery as Fran.
You never know, but I have a hard time seeing McCollum all of a sudden making a statement like that, or his wife, maybe. But maybe I'm wrong.
We need a different MC.
We don't know. We don't know. We need a different MC.
That's
Jeez, Fran. He had a big run there,
that
though.
Era is over, but man, it left
a lasting impression. He had a long run, though, right?
He had a long run.
Yeah, and they also had the like one of the worst things happen to him ever, is that they departed, and then Iowa goes on an epic run.
Yep.
So that when you leave, so they are just there. I guarantee you that she was watching games,
hoping they lose, just
going, oh yeah, you're not going like, you know what? Kids and I were a good bunch of guys. I'm glad this is going well for them.
I hope you're wrong, but you're probably
right.
No, I have a heart. There's no chance. He was just hoping for the best for Iowa, for the state of Iowa. No.
Don't you think they have longtime friends there that they be happy for?
I don't know. Imagine.
Do they have friends here?
Friends with there? I don't know about that.
They hate everybody.
No, don't say that.
They don't like Gary Dolphin, who's calling games forever.
They don't like Keith Murphy.
If anybody's listening, they're good friends of the McCaffreys, please call in.
I'd like to hear that.
Like to talk to
you. If you're a friend of Fran or Margaret McCaffrey,
please,
and you live in Iowa, we know we have Iowa listeners.
We do.
If you're friends with them and have something nice to say.
Maybe it's like we went to a barbecue with them every Tuesday, and it's great.
402-464-5685. Any friends of Fran, anybody that would speak on Margaret's behalf and say she's actually very civil.
We await those texts. We will.
Well, no, call us.
Or call. Well, in the meantime, you can call us right now for the game show. It's time to play.
Let's do it.
464-568-5 for your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Yesterday, in upset fashion, the PGA Championship was won by a gentleman named Aaron Rye from England. First major. He's one of the biggest long shots in the history of golf to win a major.
Aaron Rye's an Englishman, right?
He is an Englishman.
That's the first Englishman since 1919 to win that tournament.
Which is a story in itself.
The first Englishman.
Yes. Surprising. So on that note, today's topic is, and you will like this, I'll tell you why. The topic is one-time major champions, but you only have four options. You got to give me which major this person won.
Okay.
So you're not name. I give you the person's name in the year.
I
don't tell me
the other way.
Which tournament did they win? There's only four options.
Okay.
Now there could be some repeats.
We do know the majors.
But there's four options.
We do know the majors.
Right now, I would much rather go. Where's it? Is it in Des Moines or Quad Cities? Where's the John Deere?
That's in Moline, Illinois.
Is that near Peoria?
It's in Illinois.
Yeah, it's near Peoria.
Yeah, so I'd rather go to Quad Cities than the PGA. The PGA,
really?
Yeah.
Why do you say?
Would you go to the British Open though, overseas?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just the PGA. PGA I didn't watch any of it. Didn't care. Didn't even know what was going on.
Why is that?
It's no interest.
It's always been like the worst major. The Masters is great. U.S.
And
Open
they,
is.
And they wedged it. They moved it forward.
Yeah.
And I just it doesn't.
Okay.
If you can name the tournament that these one-time major champs won, call us at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill. In trivia, the record is 10 games above 500, 41-31.
Last week, 3-2. We just keep stacking winning weeks. What's going on?
You guys were 1-2 and one Thursday, Friday, so it was a heck of a comeback on the week.
Thanks,
Jake. LB and Minden, how do you feel about one-time major champions in golf?
I'm feeling a little confident, nothing too crazy today, Jake, but I thought
whip
I'd
it.
Stab at it.
Whip it. That's right.
We're in McCook now. Go Bison, baby.
Oh, that's okay. McCook? Oh, I'm sorry. LB and McCook. I thought.
Nope. I moved from Minden to McCook. Not your guys' fault. My fault.
Well, okay. Connor did write McCook. I just remember you from being in Minden, so that's my fault.
Whoever moved, no one's going to be at fault. Yes, we're going to work through that.
Thank you.
Is there any chance can you text somebody in McCook today to build a breaker? Get one more?
We're trying to build them out west here, Bill. I will do it for you guys.
Thank you. We're trying to move west.
Thank you, LB.
Thank you.
All right, first question to you, LB. Bill, a lifeline for one question for Sip. What? Gary Woodland is a one-time major champion with the title in 2019 at which major?
At which major? Gary Woodland. I believe he went to an MAIA school, D2. I'm going to go with the U.S. Open. Is that right?
Brilliant!
He went to Kansas, but he did win the U.S. Open.
He
still got the question.
Okay.
Did he play basketball at Washburn, though, Jake?
That might be true. That might be true, but he did play golf at Kansas eventually.
How would you know that?
Yes.
I guess LB knows everything.
Yeah,
well, LB.
1-0 lead for LB. Sip, first question. Adam Scott is a one-time major champion with a title in 2013 at which major?
Masters.
Brilliant.
He's got a green jacket.
Yeah.
I remember that.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
Oddly.
Who'd he beat?
I mean, probably Seve. I don't know.
No, Seve had been gone long before 2013.
I don't know.
Ballesteros was not around in 2013.
Baldo.
R.I.P.
All right.
Back to you, LB. Don't guess Seve, please. Louis Oosthuizen is a one-time major champion with a title in 2010 at which major?
2010. Was it the Open, the British Open?
Brilliant!
It was the Open. He won by 8 strokes. Thought he'd win several more. He's been second so many times. It's just.
We go back to Adam Scott. I believe he won that with Tiger's caddy.
I think you're right.
That was right after Steve Williams. He got fired or whatever. They parted ways.
Don't act like you don't know sports. That's amazing.
He knows golf.
Cool. Amazing.
All right, Bill is in play. This is to tie it up, down 2-1.
Okay, wait a second. We have to get
play.
This.
We need to get this.
Yeah.
Stuart Sink is a one-time major champion with a title in 2009 at which major?
Okay, so we should know this. Stuart Sink.
I think it's a layup.
Okay, I want you to take this.
PGA.
Nope. Missed the layup. I did say there could be a repeat. That would be the Open Championship, where he beat Tom Watson. He's probably the most unpopular major winner ever because he gave 59-year-old Tom Watson was going to win that tournament, and Stuart Sink got it from him in a playoff.
0-1. It's hard to start Let's get to our list caller, though. LB.
Good LB, job. Congrats. Nice win. And please build some breakers in McCook today.
Did you get any rain out in McCook? We've been hammered here on this side of the state. Anything out there?
We got about around a half an inch yesterday or 2 days ago, but we're going to need more, Bill. It's dry out here.
Oh, I know it. I feel for you guys. Thank you. For thanks,
LB. I got one for you.
Okay.
Shut up, Sipple!
Wow, wow.
I haven't heard that for a while.
That's been a while. Thank you.
Show.
Nice work,
Steve,
LB.
That was good.
Yeah, I know. LB got that.
That was good. Okay, tiebreaker before we get to break. This is for Bill. How many golfers, I'm curious where you go with this, how many golfers have won two or more major titles in the history of golf dating back to 1860?
I don't even know if you can.
It's tough. If you asked me, I wouldn't even know where to go for number either, so don't feel bad if you're off or way off.
Yeah, I was going to say one under.
Okay.
28.
89. 89 okay. Players have won two majors or more. Again, I wouldn't know where to start. I would probably like 40.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's a win.
Wait,
think
about
that's a loss
for a
you guys.
89 have won two or more.
Yes.
Really,
back to 1860, though.
Really random number.
That's why they're tiebreaker. Random numbers.
LB, that was a good call. Good spirited
call. I'd like to
call.
Get some more information on that.
On what?
On like just so they did like. Back in the day, it's the British Open. They're taking a ship over with their clubs. Just getting on a boat. What are you guys doing? Well, I'm playing in a golf tournament.
The golf tournament.
There's no planes.
No, I wouldn't
think in 1860.
No, there's no planes in 1860.
That's a good, I never thought about that.
I just got to get back on here. Got a bunch of guys.
Take a damn ship over there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys getting on at one time.
You got to leave early. I mean,
yeah, it's like months early ahead of time. It's just out there.
You got to miss a few. I miss a few tournaments, too.
Imagine trying to get
it's
back.
It's a practice time, too. Hitting balls off the deck.
Yeah, hitting the balls off the deck. Whipping them into the ocean.
Imagine those guys just sitting around smoking cigarettes and drinking. Just like, where are you guys going? British Open. Should be fun.
Yeah.
Hour back three. Then, they didn't have cruise ships
huge
back then.
Undertaking.
They weren't going over in a cruise ship.
Let's research that. Hour three is next on Early Break on the Ticket.